colleagues and friends, J.C. Barker and Dorothy Morrison, have both worked for the Mobile Symphony Orchestra for years. The pair stopped by StoryCorps to talk about the importance of music education in Mobile. Dorothy tells us how she became involved with the orchestra, and they both discuss the aspects they believe are most powerful about having such a positive organization in their community.
When I first came here, I called the symphony to order tickets and make a very small donation, and the immediate response was, "Would you like to be on our board?" And I knew that was a great way to meet people and get involved, so I said yes, and that was 26 years ago. I was an active member for over 20 years, and I'm now advisor to the board. Doesn't that sound impressive? They call me when they need the garbage can emptied or do some fun project like this. My fondest memory is years and years ago, we had the Danish Radio Symphony, and we had a party afterwards, and this very large conductor kept asking for beer, so I just kept bringing him beer and beer and beer. And then about 8 months later, my husband and I were in Helsinki, Finland, and they announced there was a children's concert. Well, I've always been in for those, so we went, and there was my conductor conducting in Helsinki, Finland. And I went up to the stage afterwards to say, "Hey, I'm the lady from Alabama." And the next thing I knew, two men were lifting me onto the stage and sort of rustling me off to the conductor's room, where they threw open the door and this giant man held out his arms and says, "My beer lady." He talked a lot in Danish. All I understand was, "That's my beer lady. That's my beer lady." So it proved to me that no matter where you are, music is the same. It translates into any language.
You mentioned your love of children's concerts. But one thing that I know in speaking with some of these early folks is that one of the things they committed to early on was, of course, music education. And I know now that at least about a little between a quarter and a third of our budget actually is geared directly toward music education. A lot of people don't know that most, if not all, of the music in many parts of Mobile in the public schools is furnished by the symphony.
That's right.
It's not by the county.
No.
Now, the county is our partner, and they do great work with us, and they help us, but we supply the expertise, we supply the teachers, we supply the curriculum, we do all of that. And even if these kids are not going into a musical field, they're all over the place now, and they're grown, and they're all part of the community, even in that short 20 years, so that people realize that the symphony and what the symphony's done is touched that part of the community. It's an amazing thing.
I firmly believe that you need math and you need English, but you need music. You need sports too, but you need music for children to get the love of music. Because if you don't start the love of music at an early age, they won't have it later, and then they won't understand what they're missing. I mean, music is just what makes our world go round.
Indeed.
I've been doing this for 45 years. I have had a blast. I've gone to the most fantastic concerts in strange places around the world. I've gotten to meet the most incredible musicians, shakers and movers in the music industry. It's just been an absolutely wonderful time. And at 76, honey, I'm still enjoying it and going to keep at it as long as I can make it to a concert. How about you? You're just going to keep playing forever?
I'm going to do it for a while. But, you know, to wrap up here, I was going to say one thing. A musician one time told me when they come here for the concert, "You know, this is work and it's wonderful, but my gosh, it feels like a big house party."
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I think that one thing that I'm most proud of with the orchestra here is that the musicians here should never feel taken advantage of. We do everything we can for them so that they leave and they go back to wherever they are, or here in Mobile or wherever, and they know that the best experience they can have making music is in Mobile.
I think one of my favorite things is people are always saying to me, "What was the best concert you ever heard?" Well, maybe last November, but then the one in January got better. But then the concert in later in the spring will be good. And then there's a season for 2018. And 19, and 20, and 21, and beyond. It's just a dream that keeps coming true.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, storycorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.